Birshus, Mardi Varabi, Agar, Yosef Dov, Halevi, Salavechik, Shlita, Birshus, Mardi Varabi, Rab David Lipschitz, Shlita, Rashi Yeshiva, alumni, Talmidim, and guests. As you heard, this year is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmasai, Shal Mardi Varabi, Agar, and Shmuel Belkin, Zechat Zadok of Racha. It's really hard to believe that almost 5 years have passed since he was Nifta, Chol HaMoed Pesach, and what is perhaps most distressing is to realize that 5 years in the life of a school of this kind is more than a whole generation. A generation of students is 4 years. That there are many students who have come and who are leaving and who didn't know him personally. But this year, as I mentioned, is an act of deep reverence and affectionate reverence to his memory, for someone who was, as Rabbi Klapperman put it, the spiritual father of so many of us. The week of Torah celebration, which we are now in the midst of, is dedicated to the theme of the family, and especially the works of Rabbi Yisroch Elchanan, which refer to the family. Rabbi Yisroch Elchanan was one of the giants of his generation, a century or more ago, who was accepted as the Posek Hadar by all the giants of that generation, and in many ways it was a great Dor Deya. He wrote Tshuvos in the thousands, in all the Mekzoos HaTorah, in all aspects of Torah. But his greatest distinction, his greatest claim to fame, came in his Tshuvos on the theme of Agunas, in his Heta Agunas. And Aguna, as you know, and I have to ask Mechila from those of my chaverim who are obviously great Talmidei Chachamim. We also have here potential Talmidei Chachamim, but they're not there yet. Some are younger students, and for their sake, if I define a term, please don't find offense in it. An aguna, as you know, is a woman who is chained to a husband whose whereabouts are unknown. For instance, a woman whose husband left on business, he went overseas and he disappeared. And we do not know if he is dead or alive, and therefore she cannot remarry. So she is not married because the husband isn't there. She cannot remarry. She is chained by the original marriage and cannot marry anyone else. These cases came up very, very often, especially in the perilous times in which they lived, in which we lived, but especially then. And throughout the generations, the aguna was a source of great grief and great distress. And Yisroch Elchanan was one of those who followed the great tradition of trying to find heter agunas. And in almost every case of an aguna that came before him, almost every single case, he was able to find a heter. He was a man who worked tremendously, strived mightily to be able to be mater an aguna. He was a man who was able to use every bit of chesed v'rachamim in order to see that in the halacha itself, we should be able to find a remedy for these deeply distressing human situations. He was a man who manifested chesed shebegvura. In fact, I sometimes wonder in my more whimsical moments how Rabbi Yisroch Elchanan, with his desire to be mater agunas, would have fared in our generation with its sometimes less sympathetic attitudes. For instance, one great principle of Rabbi Yisroch Elchanan, which he developed, was a principle of Trei Rube. According to Tosfos, many places, when it comes to Agunas, we do not rely upon Rov, although every place in the Torah we follow Rov, we go Bazlina Bosa Ruba. When it comes to Aguna, because of the Chumrah of Eishes Ish, if you're matched simply by a Rov, she may go ahead and marry somebody else, and later we'll discover that her first husband, her husband was alive. We don't follow Rov, and we're chayish even for Amir Delo Shchiyah. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yisroch Elchanan pointed out, when you have two independent roves that come together in one inyan, you can be mata. The breakthrough was not his. The breakthrough came to by Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, who was matet an aguna betrei ruba with the haskama of the entire rabbinate of Vilna. But he didn't explain, just was mata. It was Rabbi Yisroch Elchanan who expanded it and explained it and used it and implemented it many, many times. But the theme that I'm devoting this year to, in honor of the memory of Rabbi Yisroch Elchanan, is a rather revolutionary chiddush which is found especially in his Ein Yitzchak Siman Chav Zayin, and it concerns Eidus Isha, concerns a woman who is married, whose husband disappeared, and the goy comes. And the goy is a Masiach Lefi Tumo. Masiach Lefi Tumo means that he doesn't give a formal deposition, because if he gave a formal deposition, we wouldn't accept it. He's a Pasul Eidus. But rather, from casual conversation, we learn the fact that Ploni ben Ploni has died. He actually died, and therefore his wife is free to remarry. It has to be the kind of Eidus that is not intentional, but that we learn from it, Lefi Tumo, from his innocent conversation, we learn the facts. The problem that arises is if a guy came and is Masiach Lefi Tumo, where normally we accept such testimony in to be Mater and Aguna, we'll come to that shortly, what happens if a suffix was created in the Masiach Lefi Tumo? Especially if there is a suffix, the Sveika Didina, if there is something that happens such that there is a machlokus of Poskim. One says we accept it, one says we don't accept it. In such a case, what do we do if there is a machlokus of Poskim? Before I go to the actual subject itself, let me say this in introduction. In Eidus Isha, which means the whole problem of an Eidus Ish, whose husband died, or we suspect he died, we want to verify whether he died, Chazal gave both great kulis and great chumris. Great kulis and great chumris. The chumris are obviously because we're dealing with Eishes Ish, the problem of the integrity of the family according to the Torah. The kulis are because of the plight of the aguna, and that is the destiny of individual human beings. So Chazal in Bechoros make the following distinction. This is the klal. They say that we are machme in tchila seidus, and we are mekel the sof eidus. What does it mean, tchila seidus and sof eidus? Tchila seidus means in the establishment of the facts. Did he die or did he not die? The identification of the body. When it comes to tchila seidus, we are machmir with regard because of Eishes Ish. When it comes to sof eidus, which means the technicalities of the form of eidus, the quality of the eidus, there we are mekel. The reason for that, for the kula, for tekanas agunas, for hetter agunas, is many. Two of them are, one of them is Amusa Davida Legluye. You're going to say the man died and he was actually on a rowboat. The next week he'll come back and they'll say Hineni. So you don't, we therefore suspend many technicalities. The second one is Isha Daiko and Mintzva. The woman herself will not rush into another marriage until she checks and she herself is deeply convinced of the fact that her first husband died. Why? Because Chazal said that in case she went and on the basis of this questionable testimony she did remarry and her first husband showed up, then she can neither go back to her first husband nor stay with her second husband. And if she remarried and she had a child from the second husband, then havlad mamza. So because of the extremely serious and grave situation in which she would find herself, because of this, if she did remarry, we are sure that she herself will check and double check many, many times before she will accept the Eidus of anyone that her first husband has died. Now, when it comes to Eidus Isha, therefore, because of the desire to make it easy for the Aguna to erase the situation, to ameliorate it, then shalo kechola Torah kula, we have special halachas. For one thing, you do not have to have shnei edim ksherim. For heta agunis for edis isha, you don't require two edim ksherim. You allow aid me pi aid, which ordinarily is one witness cannot say I heard it from so and so and be accepted. Here say we don't accept. We accept edis mi pi haksav. We accept even edim who otherwise in other halachas apsulim. For instance, isha, a woman is qualified to testify for heta agunis. For Eidus Isha, Akarav, an Eved, Ashifcha, all of these can be Eidim when it comes to Eidus Isha. Apsul Eidus Diaraisa, such as a Goy or a Yisrael Muma, although we don't accept him as an Eid, we accept him as Siach Lefi Tumo. This is the thing we'll be discussing. If his conversation, through his casual conversation, we learn from the Goy's conversation that Ploni ben Ploni actually died, we accepted that we're mater his wife to be remarried. Not only that, but we even accept her own testimony. She herself is Ne'aman to be Mata, and we accept, therefore, that she herself is qualified to say Meis Balan to be remarried upon her own testimony. Now, these heterim of Eidechod, of Mipiasma, she herself, and Egoi, of Kusi, of Messiah, with Itumo, these heterim are not Mefurish, of course, they're not explicit in the Torah. Chazal did it only because of Heter Agunis. And therefore, when she remarries, she is called Nisas B'Rishus Bezdin. It's only the court, the Bezdin, that gives her permission to remarry by suspending many of the technicalities of Hilchas Eidus. And on this category, she is allowed to remarry. These halachas, of course, are very, very complicated. Now, the shaila arises, as I mentioned before, what happens if in Masiach with Bitumo, a doubt arises, a suffix arises? The Ramon Simon Yud Zayin says as follows. Haya safek in Masiach lefituma olo. If the guy is a Masiach lefituma and he says Plony ben Plony died in this fashion, we accept it, and she can remarry. What happens if there is a safek? If it was a Masiach lefituma, ain Masiach and Ishto. You can't, we're not allowed to permit his wife to be remarried, to be married. The sveka diaraisa lechumra, we're dealing with a diaraisa, to be mata eishitish, and since it's a safek, and a safek diaraisa is always lechumra. Wherever there's a machlokes haposkim in these various forms of edus for edus isha, as linan luchumra, we always go luchumra. So the Rama says clearly that where you have a shaila in edus isha and a machlokes in edus isha, we follow the chumra. However, there are other poskim, such as Beliyom Mizrahi and the Masas Binyamin, the Taz, whole series, even the Mordechai, the Mabit quoted by the Beis Shmuel, who have the same problem, and they come down on the other side. And they say when there's a Sofik, a Masiach Lefituma, especially a Plukta Bedinim, a Machlokis in Halacha, that we go Lekula. Now this Shita of the Mekilim is very, very difficult. It's a very, very difficult one. And the difficulty is quite simple. Our principle of Chalata Lekula is that Sofik Diyaraisa Lechumra, that Amos says it openly. And they haven't answered that problem. Safik diyadaisa luchumra, especially in our case, because in our case it's not a safik ashokol. In our case it's a safik where there is a chazaka. The chazaka is chefkas eishesish, and where you have a chazaka that goes luchumra, how can you take a safik ashokol in a diyadaisa and paskin lekula? Although there are achronim, the Mishnah Malach and others, who maintain that where there's a machlokes and halacha between the paskin, you don't revert, you're not machriya the suffik according to a chazaka, but even if you leave it as a suffik hashokol, even without a cheskes ifra, it should be suffik to yadaisa luchumra. Especially when you're dealing with Masiach lefitumo, because in Masiach lefitumo, the entire heta is only midirabbanan. The entire heta is only midirabbanan, because with the yadaisa, there's no edus for an akum. A goy can't be made. So with the yadaisa, there is no edus. It's only midrabbanan because of Heta Agunis, Tekanis Agunis, they were makabel, the Masiach Lefituma of the Goy. So if you have a suffix, how can you say the suffix of this sort is Lekula? Especially if you're going to have a Cheskasis. Here, Rabbi Yisrael Chana wants to answer as follows. He makes a distinction between the Heta of Eid Echad with Eid Tisha and Masiach Lefituma and the other kind of Tzulim. Many poskim, although not all, the exception is the Rashba and a few others, many poskim maintain that the Eid Echad testimony that is accepted in a case of Eidus Isha is Midiyaraisa. Is Midiyaraisa. His Nemonis is Midiyaraisa. Whether it's because Milta Davide Legluye, because of Vita Daika Minsev, it's Diyaraisa. Mamelith is a suffix that was created. The suffix is a suffix Diyaraisa, and obviously we go to Chumra, especially now that we have a Cheska Seishas Ish. And therefore she cannot get married. But when you deal with the other psulim, you deal with Eid Mipied, or you deal with Masiach Lefitumo, here the heta is the Rabbanan. Midiyaraisa, it's also. What is the heta the Rabbanan? Rashi says in Shabbos, because when you have a Masiach Lefitumo, after how can Chazal be mata something that the Yaraisa is also? So Rashi says this reverts to a principle which I'll discuss later in greater detail, that kom the Makadesh adata the Rabbana Makadesh, vafkina Rabbana the Kedushin minay. Chachamim have the right to be oker, to neutralize or to undo the Kedushin. Torah gave the Chachamim the right to undo the Kedushin. Therefore, there's a Masiach Lepi Tumo, even though Midianites we don't accept the Eidus, but Chachomim can say, in an occasion of this sort, since Kolman the Mekadesh, Kol the Mekadesh Adat the Rabbana Mekadesh, we are okay the Kedushin, and therefore, they weren't married the Chatzchila, there's no problem. Now, if a Suffolk has created the Masiach Lepi Tumo, L'cha'ora, we certainly ought to be Machmir. Why? Because Ma, when it comes to Eid Echad, where the suffix is Eid Yadaisa, where Midi Yadaisa, you would have Namonis. Nevertheless, we say a suffix the Yadaisa L'chumra, whatever the reason may be, when it comes to Masiach Lepi Tumo, where the Heter is only the Rabbanan, we have a suffix, we certainly should throw it back on the Yadaisa and say that it's us. Nevertheless, the Chiddush of Rabbi Yisrael Chanan is that dafka because Masiach Lepi Tumo has a heta only mid Rabbanan, we're makel in the suffix. Why? Because the heta of Masiach Lepi Tumo, as I pointed out a few moments ago, issues from the principle of Askinu Rabbanan the Kedushimene. The Chachamim undid the Kedushim. How do they undo the Kedushim? They undo it retroactively. That there never was a Kedushim lechatchila. There never was a Kedushim in the first place. It's similar. So if you have a suffix on Masiach Lepi Tumo, according to one side of the suffix that you accepted, there never was a Kedushin. It's similar, says Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, as if when the man is Mekadesh the woman, he was Mekadesh al Tanai, I'm Mekadesh al Tanai, that no one will ever come, a goy will never come Masiach Lepi Tumo, and be Meyed that I die. So if he does come and is Meyed that I die, there's no Kedushin lechatchila. If there's no Kedushin, you don't have to have any kind of heifer. So that Memela, he says, when you have a shaila, a suffix, in Masiach Lepi Tumo, you no longer have a cheskas eitzeshis. On the contrary, what do you have? You have a suffix, and what is the chazaka? They have a cheskas pnuya. The chazaka is not the chazaka of an eitzeshish because once you're mafkia, the kedushin, there's no longer a kedushin. What was she before she became an eitzeshish? She was single. That remains as a chazaka, so you have a cheskas pnuya. If you have a suffix with a chazaka that goes leheta, then obviously the suffix is goes lekula. Hence, says Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, when you have a doubt when it comes to Masiach Lepi Tumo, unlike Eid Echad, paradoxically, you the conclusion is that you can be matahah to be married because there wasn't a kedushin there in the first place. Nimtza, where the heta is built on the yesod of the araisa, such as Eid Echad, that you're mekabel his edus shemeis baala, then when you have a suffix in machma, either because tam suffix the araisa lechumra, or because you have a cheskas eishes ish, she is now an eishes ish, and there's no cheskas penuya, or because of the chazaka of the Baal. What's his chazaka? The chazaka he was living. So if you assume that if he was living before, he's living now. For all these reasons, if you have a suffix in Eid Echad, by Eid Esisha, you are machmir. When it comes, however, to the when the heta is midrabanan, such as Mesiach Lepi Tumo, then the suffix is not, in what happened, the suffix is in the Ika Kedushin itself. There's no suffix the Eidaisa L'churma. There is a cheskas pnuya, as opposed to a cheskas HSH, because there was no kedushin in the first place, and there is no cheskas chai of the Baal. You can't assume that the husband, so let him be alive. He's not related to her. He's not related to her because there was no kedushin there to speak of all. The Bizal Khanan even wants to go further, and he strengthens the cheskas pnuya of the wife in such a situation by comparing it not to an ordinary chazaka, but to a mamadistik chazaka, a chazaka in a financial chazaka. When it comes to Bava Basadik and Yonim, to Moches Adeyu or other such in Yonim, there's a chazaka of Marakama. When you have a doubt as to where something, whom something belongs to, because it's in dispute, the strongest chazaka, the chazaka mevareres, the decisive and determining chazaka or presumption, is that of the first owner. Who was the original owner? You put it back into his property. I'm here simplifying because there's Machokas of Ksas and the Sivas and others. But the Chazaka of Marakama is a very powerful, it's Chazaka Alimta. And therefore he says the Chazaka of an Eshes, of the Chazaka of this woman, of Pnuya, is that of a Cheskas Marakama. He says, after all, how does the first mission in Kedushin begin? Aisha, Niknis. Aisha is Niknis in three ways. You use the word of Kinyan. The marriage relationship that takes place through Kedushin has a very powerful mamonus element to it. Isha Niknis, not only that, but she is regarded as going out of her own Rishus, and from the point of view of Hilchas Mamonus, into the Rishus HaBaal. So much so that Tosis in the beginning of Ksuba says that if some woman were discovered in her, he has no claim to annul the Kedushin, but on the contrary, she could say Nistapcha Sadei, what's a Kenyan? And there's a Chazaka of Mardakama. Similarly here, if we have a suffix in the Kedushin, he says, a suffix in the Edis of Masiach Lefitumo, we undo the Kedushin, she remains a Cheskas Pnuya, which has the force and the power of a Cheskas Mardakama. Therefore, the same thing holds true with Masiach Lefitumo, as I said, and when you have a suffix in Bedin, because you have a Machlekes HaPoskim, whether you want to know whether it's a Masiach Lefitumo or not, we put her back we rely upon the Cheskas Pnuya, which is a Cheskas Mardakama, and we're not. However, now this is the Yesod, really, this is the principle of the Heta that he uses in a very, very complicated and long tshuva, going into many, many branches of Torah. However, Rabbi Yisrael Chanan asks a very difficult question on this. He's not satisfied with his answer. And the question that he asks has to do with the very important sugya in Gittin, Daf Lamed Gimel, where the Mishnah says as follows. Hashaleach get li ishto v'yigia b'shliach ha-shasholach ha-charav shliach v'amal lo getch nasata b'chol botel harei ze botel. The man sends a messenger, a shliach, to give a get to his wife. And then he pursues the messenger, and before the messenger, the shliach, reaches the wife, he's mevatel the get. He has the right to do so the get is botel. There is no get. What happens if imishe yigia, yeah. What happens? Well, the Mishnah says a fact. Borishona hayaoseh bezdin b'makamache u'mevatloi. There were some husbands who, when sending a shliach to divorce a wife, did not follow this simple procedure. They followed another procedure. He would send a shliach to another city where his wife was to give the get to his wife. Then after the shliach left and before the shliach arrived with the get to his wife, he would summon a bezdin. He would create a bezdin, and he would tell them, before the bezdin, I want you to know officially I am mevatel the get. What happens in such a case? The shliach doesn't know of the bezdin and the bittul haget. He goes and gives the get to his wife. The wife doesn't know about the bittul haget, and she'll get married. And what happens to the vlad? The vlad is a mamza, because he was mevatel the get. There was no get. She got married under the assumption there is a get, and she's really an eis hashish. Therefore, great tragedies result from this, especially from husbands who may be unscrupulous and want to do this in order to hurt their wives. Hiskin Rab Gamliel Hazokin Shalavi Oisin came in by Tikkun HaOlam, so Rab Gamliel Hazokin made a takana that forbidding being mevatel get without notifying the shliach of the wife, it should not be done. What is the Tikkun HaOlam? The Tikkun HaOlam means a takana made for society. What is the Tikkun HaOlam? So there are two days in the Gemara. Either that it was made because of Mamzerim, Shalah Harbas Mamzerim. Obviously, if she gets married without knowing the get was bottle, there'll be Mamzerim. The other one is Takonas Agunis, because she will never be able to get married. If you go through a Shliach, she'll never know if the get was bottle or not. But then the Gemara comes to a very serious question, and the Gemara says, Tono Rabbanon, Botlu Mevutal, Bitlo Mevutal, Divrei Debit. What happens if the Baal, the Gamliya made a Takonas, you're not allowed to do? What happens if anyway he went and he was Mevatal the get? He didn't listen to the Gamliya. And he made a bezdin after he sent the shliach, the get with the shliach to the wife, and before the shliach arrived, and he's mevatel the get, b'di'eved. What happens to this? So Rebbe says, botlai mevutal, bitlai mevutal. If he's mevatel the get, then the get is bottle, and it's just too bad, and his wife cannot remarry. But Abisham Gamliel Omer, in the yochel, lo levatlo v'lo lehosef al tano. Even if he's mevatel the get is not mevutal. The get is not mevutal, the get stays in force. Why? What's the reasoning? After all, the Baal has the right to be mevatel. As long as the wife did not receive the get, he has the right to say yes, divorce, or no divorce. So if he was mevatel, how could you say enem mevutal? So the Gemara says, she'im kein makoyach bezin yofen. Because if so, what is the koyach bezin worth? You say that Rabbi Gamliel made a takana. What is he? He's not giving musa. He's giving a takana. It means it should be effective. If you're going to say that in bitloy mevutal, so what? What did Rabbi Gamliel accomplish? Simply to tell the husband to behave? A decent husband wouldn't do so in the first place. So if Rabbi Gamliel made a takana, that takana means that even if he was mevatel the get, we don't accept the bitul get. The get remains in force, and the wife is allowed to remarry. So the Gemara says, what's going on here? Meika midah d'midiraisa batel gita, umashim makayach bezin yofesh alenin neisishin li'alma. The Gemara says, how can you say that? Because you want to strengthen the hand of Bezdin. You are going to take a woman who legally, midiraisa, halachically, is a megoreshes, and you're going to say, I mean, it's not a megoreshes, because he was mabatel to get, and you're going to say she is megoreshes? So you're going to take an eshes ish, and be matter her to marry somebody else simply because makoyach bezin yofa? Where do you find that a principle of makoyach bezin yofa has such potency, such power, that it can overrule it can be matter an eshes ish the alma? So the Gemara says, yeah, it can be done. How can it be done? And he will go back to the principle I mentioned before. Kol the mekadesh adata the rabbana mekadesh. Whoever marries a woman, what's the nusach of kedushin? Adiat mekadeshesli, kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael means adata the rabbanan. I marry you on condition that this marriage relationship is approved by the chachamim. And therefore, if the chachamim disapprove, afki inu rabbanan the kedushim minei, the chachamim simply pull away the kedushin. They say there's no kedushin achal. So therefore, you're not being mata eshes lishi yama. She never was an eshes ish. She happened to live with him and have children from him, but there's not an eshes ish relationship. If there is no ishus, then there's no problem of being mata eshes lishi yama. And therefore, ma koyach bezin yofer does have the power to overrule the bitul haget by the baal, because they say you're never married in the first place. Don't bother giving a get. Okay. Now, in Tosfos. And this is, everyone who ever learned Gittin knows, this is a seminal thesis in Gittin, Afkinot Abon LaKedusha Minei. We have a very famous kasha by the Rabbeinu Shmuel, probably the Rashbam. Hikshu Rabbeinu Shmuel. Heicha machayvina lo'ela misa seishu seish sezinsa v'asra sofiki desham yishlocha get v'yivat lenu. Look, the halacha is that an eishu seish sezinsa gets misa, right? Chayiv misa. How is she chayiv misa? Only if there were edim. What did the edim have to say? Edim had to be masra. They had to give her hasra. They had to warn her not to do it. They had to say, you are a married woman. You're not allowed to carry on with somebody else. But this hasra, according to the halacha, has to be hasra as vadai. They have to be sure of what they're saying. But the question is, how can they ever be sure of what they're saying? They are telling a woman you're not allowed to be mizana with somebody else because you are a married woman, and that's also in the Torah. You'll get misa if you do it. No. It's quite possible that after the act of znus, after the act of adultery, her husband will send her a get. And while the get is on the way to her, he were assuming the opposite. Not a husband will be doing it to spite his wife, to hurt his wife, but to save her. And that he will then go and make a bezna be mevatel the get. Since he's mevatel the get, that the kind of Ram Gamliel is, that Afkinot Rabbanan LaKedusha Minei, she never was married, there's no hasra there, there's no znus, there's no way she's znus, but there's no way she's ish. And there's no misa. Therefore, you never can give misa to an eshes ish zinza, not because you're afraid he will do it, but because there's a possibility he will do it. The edom are never sure. If the edom are never sure, it's a hasra sofik. And we pass the hasra sofik. Is not a hasra. Is it clear? I hope. Now, there are two terusim by Rabbeinu Tam. The second terus is as follows. The Odi says. The ukminon aches kosa shi achshav nesua. Four words with a very important terror. No, you have a suffix, maybe a hasra suffix. Why is it a hasra suffix? Because maybe the baal will send a get, and he'll be mevatel the get. No suffix. Why is there no suffix? You have a chazaka. What is a chazaka? She's married. So she has a chazaka shi nesua. Since when you have a suffix, you have to decide one way or another way, the decision is quite clear. What is her chazaka? She is a nesua. What does nesua mean? She's an eshes ish. So what do you see? When you have a suffix in anything as Afkano Rabbanan Kedusha Minei, which chazaka controls? Cheskas Pnuya or Cheskas Eishes Ish? Cheskas Eishes Ish. You've undone the complete heta of Rabbi Yisrael Chanan. So Rabbi Yisrael Chanan's heta, which was based upon the fact that in a suffix in Masiyah Chalfi Tumah, which works by the dynamics of Afkano Rabbanan Kedusha Minei, has a Cheskas Pnuya and a Cheskas Mora Kamanoch, and here we see from Tosfos clearly that in the very almost identical circumstances, which chazaka prevails? The chazaka of eshes ish. However, Tosfos really has to be explained a little better. Let me go on a little bit more on Tosfos and show a point that he takes to prove it. Tosfos says, "Ukmina chazkosha shi achshav nesua." What's his proof? The Imkeni says, "Nozi yeshu hayeshoy se yayin ametam alemesim." Amai loke, the mamra lo al tishda chayavak alachas viachas was hasva esafik yishem yisharalom nizidusa. identical case. When a nazir is not allowed to be metamal and mesim, he's not allowed to drink yayim v'shecha, right? What happens if he is about to drink beer, let's say, or liquor, and Edom come to him and they say, you're not allowed to drink that, you know, Minat Torah, you should know, if you're going to drink that, you get malchus. Does he get malchus or not? Yes. Why does he get malchus? Because that's the halacha. That's the halacha of a nazir who was metamal and mesim v'shecha yayim. So Tosfos says, similarly there, you're also going to, if you give him malchus, but you always have a hasaros. What is a hasaros suffix? Maybe after the act he will go and he will be shoel on the ziruso. He will het in the durum. And if he tries to undo it to be mevatel his naziris, it's mevatel when lemafreya, retroactively, he never was a nazir. So therefore, you never can have a case of giving malchus to a nazir. Nevertheless, what do we say? We say that a nazir does get malchus. If he does get malchus, why? Because you have a chazok, that he's a nazir. Just like you have a chazaka, there is a nazir, you have a cheskas nesua for the isha when it comes to the question of kinan rabbanan kedushim, and you have a suffix, you're dreaming of a suffix, maybe he will send a get and be mevat. However, this kasha which we're asking on, which Rabbi Yisrael Chanan himself asks on his great yesod, requires a little bit more explanation, because ein hachanami, maybe the kasha is both ways. You're asking the kasha from Tosfos, the Rashbam asked the kasha, maybe you can never give Misa to a Nechus Isha Zinsa. So he's answering, would you give Malchus to a Nazir? Maybe you don't give Malchus to a Nazir too. The same Kasha holds there as well. A dissatisfaction with Tosfos' Teretz you also find in the Gvura Sari. The Gvura Sari is the Chidushim on Tainis by the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh asks the very same question. And he says, look, this is both with Get and with Nazir. There's an Akira Lamafreya. You retroactively undo both the Kedushin and you... Through the bittul haget, and you undo the naziris through being shoel on the naziris. So therefore, neither with nazir nor with isha do you have any chazaka to speak of. If you've undone it, you don't have a chazaka that is a nazir. You don't have a chazaka that is a nesua. So what does Tosfos mean by chazaka? He learns a pshat that's different. He says the chazaka relates to the fact that no other action will be taken. Ukma chaskasa means that the status quo will always remain. You have a suffix, maybe the Baal will send a get and be mevatel. No, that kind of suffix you don't entertain. You have a chazaka that nothing will happen to change the situation with a kumvase. No overt action will be taken to change the situation. Whenever you have halachically a situation that prevails, you assume that it's going to continue, and you don't have any right to assume that something will be done from the outside to change the situation. So the chazaka, shehinesua, he says, means the chazaka that Tosfos refers to is that nothing will be done to change the situation. If nothing will be done, then you cannot assume that there's going to be a bittul haget. You cannot assume there's going to be a shaila on the naziris. Hence, it remains the way it is, and that's why it's no longer a hasadai suffix. Interestingly, the same kind of teres is given to a certain extent by the Ksas HaChoshen. Now, according to the Gvura Sari, according to the Shagas Aryeh, what do you find according to the Shagas Aryeh, the Gvura Sari? You find that, yes, when it comes to Eishes Ish, and Afkinu Rabbanu Kedushim, and Eibashila, by Bitol Haget, there ain Hachanami, the Chazaka is that nothing else is going to happen. No Kumvase will take place. No outward, external action is going to disturb what happens. Therefore, what Chazaka do we have? Chazaka of Eishes Ish. So you cannot have a Cheskas Pnuya. But when it comes... But that's only when it comes there. But when it comes to a Sofika Masiach Lefi Tumo, there's no other action you're waiting for. There's no Kumvasei on the outside. Whatever happens, happens. A man came, a guy came, he told the story. We're not speaking of anticipating any external action that's going to interfere with what's happening now. The action is there already. There's no Kumvasei. And therefore, as nothing is going to happen, we're back to the original argument of Rabbi Yisrael Chanan, you have a Cheskas Pnuya, even a Cheskas Morakama. And therefore, Rabbi Yisrael Chanan is right, because this Tosfos does not disagree with him, because this Tosfos, according to the Gvura Sari, means that the Chazaka, nothing will happen, nothing did happen. And therefore, there's no Kasha on Rabbi Yisrael Chanan. As I mentioned, the Ksas HaChoshen has a very, very similar argument. However, to go back now and test what the Gvura Sari and the Ksas HaChoshen say is a little difficult. Their pshat and Tosfos are a little different. First of all, Tosfos says rather clearly, Ukminan acheskasa shehinesua. It means acheskasa shehinesua. It doesn't really speak. It doesn't speak about anything else. It doesn't speak about anything else. The lashon of Tosfos itself is not right. Because the lashon of Tosfos apparently it's speaking about Eishes Ish. It's not speaking about an action that will be taken later on. Much more difficult. We have a klal when it comes to... We have a klal that Shema Meis Lo Chashinan, Shema Yomas Chashinan. When we want to, we have a situation that prevails. We have a situation that prevails. And you test backwards, retrospectively. You say, was this man who was alive originally, has he died until now? Speaking about a specific person. So Shema Meis Lo Chashinan, we assume that the status quo remains. We never assume, we have no right to assume that something, without evidence, we have no right to assume that something happened to change the situation. That's the situation. That's what Chazaka means. That what was, is. But it does not mean that what is, will be. Shema Yomis Lo Chashinan. Shema Yomis Chashinan. That someone who's alive now will die, unfortunately, until Kriyas HaMeisim, or even then, according to some Rishonim, that we have a chashash. Shema Yomis Chashinan. We always have to be afraid that someone will die. So that chazaka works only retrospectively, not prospectively. It works only the she'ova, not the haba. In that case, how can the ksos and the gurus adi say that the chazaka that Tosfos speaks about in Gittin is a chazaka she'lo, that nothing was going to be done in the future? What right do you have to say nothing is going to be done? You have a right to say that no situation prevails. You have no right to say that a new situation will not happen, because that is a kind of shema. That is a kind of shema yomus. Therefore, it would seem that Tosfos cannot work out according to the Gur Sari and the Ksos HaChoshen that the Kazak et Chazak is Shalu Yaseh Maisa. And therefore, the Bisal Chanan's Kasha is back. The Kasha is back. What do you do? How can you say if you had a Sofik HaMasiach Lefi Tumo, that you have a Chazak of Pnuya, when Tosfos here says clearly the Chazak is that of Eishes Ish. Elamai, I'd like to explain Tosfos somewhat differently, in a way that will revert to the Yesod of Rabbi Yisrael Chanan that he tries to lay down, and answer the kasha that he himself asks. The words Ukmina Nacheskosha Shehoyisa Nesua does not refer, I believe, to the Chazaka of Shalayas and Maaseh of the Gvura Sari. It also is not the Chazaka of Eishes Ish. Because really, if Tosfos had meant the Cheskas Eishes Ish, he would have said so. The term Cheskas Eishes Ish is more common in Halacha than the Chazaka Shehi, Shehoyisa, Shehi Nesua. So if Tosfos would have said openly, Cheskas Eishes Ish, possibly what Tosfos refers to here is not the formal Chazaka we normally speak of, but rather is Chazik. It's not a chazaka of a static legal situation to which we revert or which we're keeping, but rather it's something that we judge functionally by her behavior. Instead of being a chazaka of what she is, it's a chazaka of the way she acted and the way she was accepted by us as a result.